Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So back to Skolkovo, Bill Clinton, speaking fees, meetings with Russian executives trying to buy our uranium, you know, the whole nuclear fuel thing, weird, while his wife is Secretary of State. Sounds like a criminal case to me you'd want to look into. Oh, no, they seem to get a full pass. Maybe not so much anymore. Why was this guy Bill Clinton was meeting with, this Skolkovo executive, this Silicon Valley project in Russia, why was this such a big deal? Well, let me go back to an article. It'll be in the show notes again today because it's worth your time. It's an older one. I've used it often on the show, but it's a must read. It's by Diana West, who is a friend of mine. Brilliant. She wrote a piece at the Daily Caller a while ago. And it's a piece you really, really need to see. Why Bill Clinton meeting with Skolkovo executives while Hillary's pushing Skolkovo is a big, big problem. The article by Diana West is called Hillary's Hypersonic Missile Gap. It's from 2017. There are two huge takeaways from this article. Number one, a lot of American companies were being aggressively pushed, shall we say, to join the Skolkovo project in Russia. A lot of those companies were conveniently donors to the Clinton Foundation, too. Weird. You know, Clinton after Bill and Hillary, not George Clinton. Let's go to screenshot one from Diana's piece. This is one of those pieces you should print and keep in your desk because it comes up on this show about every 4 or 5 months. About the companies. Quote, so the Washington Examiner a while ago found some emails reporting that about on the Hillary and Bill Clinton Foundation. The Hillary State Department, Bill Clinton, and Vexelberg. Here's what they found. They found that 17 out of 28 tech companies that hitched up with Skolkovo also contributed to the Clinton Foundation. Wow. Weird, isn't it? What a coincidence. Meanwhile, Barack Obama's support for Russian WTO membership made the whole global flow, talking about money, so much easier. Don't lose me here. I know sometimes the show can be a little repetitive, but I do it for a reason because I don't want you to miss these facts. Tell them what you tell them. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them and then tell them what you told them. What? There we go. Paula's got, wow, you got that still? She even put out a chart. Rumble.com/Bongino if you want to see the video. Vexelberg, Clinton Foundation. Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation, Skolkovo Project, Vexelberg, arrows going everywhere. This is big because the people involved with Vexelberg and the Skolkovo Foundation were donating to the Clinton Foundation, and Hillary Clinton was pushing them to donate to the Clinton Foundation. Well, the Clintons were pushing them to donate to the Clinton Foundation as they're getting involved, 17 of the 28 companies, with this Russian project. Sounds like a conflict of interest, no? It doesn't end there. You may say, ah, that sounds bad, but not too bad. Okay, fair enough. You make your own judgments. This is devastating. Screenshot number two. What the hell's Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton pushing the Skolkovo project when in 2012, the United States Army put out this? This is a quote from the Army, not Bongino.com or the Daily Caller. But the quote's in the piece. U.S. Army, circa 2012. Quote, Skolkovo is an ambitious enterprise aiming to promote technology transfer generally by inbound direct investment and occasionally through selected acquisitions. As such, listen, Skolkovo is arguably an overt alternative to clandestine industrial espionage with the additional distinction that it can achieve such a transfer on a much larger scale and more efficiently. Ladies and gentlemen, does the headline of this article make more sense now? It's believed by some in our military intelligence community that the project Hillary Clinton was promoting in Russia, Skolkovo, where companies were being encouraged to go over there while donating to the Clinton Foundation, and while Bill Clinton was trying to meet with an executive on the Skolkovo board over there, that project was an espionage effort to steal our technology to create hypersonic missiles to kill us. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not some lunatic fringe thing someone found in the bowels of the internet. That's an Army report from 2012 about the potential theft on a mass scale of industrial technology to steal it, to create military equipment in Russia, to kill us while Bill Clinton's trying to meet with an executive on the project, and Hillary is in turn pushing the project. It's real, folks. It happened. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Hopefully I have some good news for you on Monday. Got a long day today. Please subscribe to our video show, rumble.com/Bongino. It's free. We're at almost 70,000 subscribers. That's an awesome number. Appreciate it. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well. One more thing before I go. Sorry, I had to throw this in at the end. I do have an interview show this week, again, with the great Dinesh D'Souza. It was a huge hit the first time. You're not going to want to miss it. He has two movies coming out, Trump Card and Infidel with Jim Caviezel. I spoke about it earlier in the week. Don't miss it. Be available on Saturday morning. Interview show, Dinesh D'Souza rocked it last time. A huge audience feedback. Don't miss that. I will see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard The Dan Bongino Show. Follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.